This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You didn't have any more thoughts? All right.
I did have one more. Big picture. Like, do you think they'd fire Nurse in season?
No.
I mean, you laugh about it, but...
of what in this could Nick Nurse control?
Well, but listen, but
this is
he's
a win-now team that I think...
Of what in this situation could Nick Nurse
Here's the
control?
Thing. Coaches get fired all the time when it's not their fault. I'm not even saying it's his fault. But if they fall to... So what are they, 2-8 now, right?
Yeah.
They'll probably be 2-9.
Ugly.
Like, let's say they get to, I don't know, 5-17 or like
five.
At a certain point, I do wonder, like, do you try something?
I mean, he's been disappointing this year. I know that you can take a lot out of his hands. I get that.
Yeah.
But they do have enough. They've been almost not showing up in these games.
He's pouting. They have inexcusable losses, right?
Yeah. Like,
yes. Gotta be Detroit. Gotta be Charlotte. Yeah, you gotta be Charlotte.
Yeah.
But Charlotte's like as much of a trap game as you can get in the NBA. Like, you got the West Coast swing, you got the Embiid return 2 days later.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I low-key forgot the Sixers were playing Charlotte until Saturday night. Like, oh my God.
But
and
I think,
and you're like, I gotta get to the
stadium.
Gotta go see LaMelo ball.
There's only so many cards the Sixers can play. Yeah. Like, they're not trading Paul George or Embiid. They're not trading Maxey. They could trade McCain, but at this point, I don't...
No, untouchable.
Right, yeah. So the only card they have to play if they need a jolt of something is to fire Nick Nurse.
Yeah, but then are you doing something just to do something?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if that's productive.
I'm not disagreeing with you,
but I do hear you, like, spark, you gotta try to spark something.
Well, I think the spark would be... Start putting out of the fan base. We're going to go capture the flag.
Honestly, I've heard a couple of names for getting Cooper
capture
flag.
The flag.
That's the best
one. This is
one.
Jack's specialty.
Capture the flag.
Flunk for flag was one of them. I was that's not creative enough.
No.
Capture the flag.
Yeah, there's also something nostalgic about capture the flag.
It
makes
perfect.
You want to go out to recess. Yeah.
There would be no more Sixers thing to happen than they tank. They sit Embiid. They sit Paul George. Whatever. Somehow it all works out. And then they end up with a six pick. And it goes to Oklahoma.
So wait, I was going to say, does the NBA allow the Sixers, even if they do capture this one of the worst records, do they allow them to win the lottery?
What's the 12% chance?
Yeah.
Will somebody clarify this for me? If they get the number one pick, they keep
it's theirs. Yeah.
Okay,
top five protected.
It's top five. Okay.
Yep.
That's what I thought. Okay.
But they're going to get the sixth pick if they do tank and go through all that.
Well,
I think the NBA goes.
They're going to pick like 18th.
I think the NBA goes like 84 draft. And even if the Sixers do get one of the highest chances, we're not rewarding.
Well,
what's your guys' level of concern that this might just not like get going? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I think that was the theme of this entire podcast.
No, but I'm saying, like, we talk about him beating up, but I think deep down we would. Or at least surface level, all of us would probably be like, they're going to make the playoffs. They're probably going to be like a six. Do you guys think there's any shot this is
going
to not make the playoffs? Like,
I was about to say, define not get going.
Not
I don't think there's a chance that they don't make the. I don't think any any person in the organization, if they can help it, lets it get to that point of...
They might not be able to help it. Like,
if they can't... If injuries
spiral out of control, yeah, like...
If injuries pile up and they can't help it, then that was going to happen anyway with injuries. But, you know, I think if they really start to see themselves bottoming out, there's a sense of urgency that, like we saw last year, of like, we got to at least get the 7th seed. Like, we got to at least... You know, give ourselves a chance to make something.
But last year they got off to at least like they started to struggle once Embiid got hurt. Last year, weren't they like 40-10?
They were the best team in the NBA.
Yeah,
for the first
like
month.
Maybe I'm thinking of the Phillies record, but like,
well, they were hot.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying like last year the Sixers started well.
No, they started really well.
This year I guess I have 20% worry this is going to spiral.
I guess I have a belief that I could see them. I could see the first half of the year being like this. Being under 500, and then I guess I would expect like a 10 out of 12 stretch.
Yeah,
we also have to look at
if that's going
to
come.
Context of the rest of the league matters too. There's only really like one team in the East that's got things shored up right
now.
They've
gotten very
lucky, and they just lost to the Hawks last night.
Yeah, they've
right?
gotten very, very
but
lucky.
The Knicks, outside of playing the Sixers, have looked up and down. The Magic don't have Paolo Banchero. The Cavs are off to a hot start, but you know people
Frauds.
Have their worry about the Cavs. The Pacers are sputtering themselves right now. The Bucks are an abject disaster.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the Sixers really have one or two teams in the East right now that are looking head and shoulders better than them.
Take
advantage of that.
Would the forward-thinking thing to do be try to trade Joel right now?
For what, though?
2 months after giving him this.
What do you think you get for him?
I don't know.
I think that is why... That's a reason why you can't really, like... Seriously think about that, because I think his value in the league is very down.
Yeah, I'm
who's
not
trading
sure.
for Joel Embiid right,
right.
now?
Right.
So
okay, see?
I would think that. I mean...
Maybe. Yeah. But like the timeline of when Chet comes back and when Embiid is fully healthy may be the same.
SGA and Embiid on the same team
yeah,
would be nice. Yeah.
Yeah, we get it.
I was right about
that.
I was right.
But you also said trade Embiid for SGA. So
I also said...
Team.
Well, I don't... I think everybody would do that now.
Are you just subtly working in the things you're right about on this podcast?
Yeah. Look, I gotta do something to make myself feel better. Yeah.
It's the Victory Lab episode.
Remember the take of I would trade the Sixers roster for the Rockets roster?
Yeah, gotta back off that one.
Did I? I don't know.
Are you back at all? Are you still? You
well,
still
I
want
just
the Rockets.
The
well, who are the Rockets
Sixers
core? Who are the Rockets?
Yeah,
core?
That's a good point. That was a bad.
You want Jalen Green, Jabari Smith, and Asan Thompson?
At least they play.
That was a blast. Gut punch. The best
ability is availability. Is that what you're going to say next?
It is.
That was
should
nasty.
They start? Should they start Yabusele?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
He's
come
the
on.
I love him.
All right, so Yabusele over Andre Drummond. You're there.
Dude, Andre Drummond stinks. I told you guys that.
I don't think he stinks.
He should be the small ball
Andre
five.
Andre Drummond is my I don't have an eye for ball. Because like I watch him and I'm like, he seems fine to me. And everyone on Twitter is like, oh, he's the worst
terrible.
Thing. Yeah.
And he's like, well, I don't know. He does the things that no one else on the Sixers does.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
so we need
he gets burned in the pick and roll.
Okay, dude.
You gotta be able to guard the pick and roll.
Yabusele gets bullied down.
Yeah, but he shoots a three.
Yabusele
once in a while.
Really
Yabusele had a bad game last night.
I know.
People forget that he did not play well last night.
Look a lot like Ben Wallace.
He looks, I love
him. He really, really does.
He's a good player. Before we get out of here, James Jackson, Nova lost to St. Joe's last night.
Oh, yeah,
what a fall from grace
it.
For what a great program that.
Where it's tough. It's tough.
Is
right
Nova
now.
Cooked? Like, I don't really follow him.
I wouldn't say cooked. I would say we are probably the team that is having the toughest time transitioning to the new style of NCAA with a lot of one-and-dones, with the NIL, with players asking, what do you do for me, not what can I do for you?
Nova's
a program built yeah. on
or the
come
JFK
here freshman year, and by senior year, you're a star
it's
player
a good
in
way
country.
To get the C-level recruits.
And
working hard?
Yeah.
Hey.
That's a good pitch. You have to stay here all 4 years.
You're not going to play the first
you're
going to
work really hard. It's not about you.
I mean, think about it. The very first year of this, we had Cam Whitmore, and it's just like when you have a McDonald's All-American, you got to know how to deal with that, and that Nova's not the traditional program.
The thing that stinks is that if Nova really does bottom out, I mean, college basketball in Philadelphia is beyond
we're out of
dead.
I also think what it does
spot.
Is
when we win the Big Five Classic coming next month.
Yeah, dude,
I'll circle back to this conversation.
That'll be a big.
I know you're well, Jack. You're a huge Big Five guy. I saw the picture get put out, so we'll see.
Jack Fritz is Philadelphia.
We'll see you there.
I will say it does make me appreciate the job Jay Wright did,
like, and John Chaney
clearly
and
took
all
a small time program and turned them into a big deal. Like,
he did.
It's impressive.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know who the coach was that won their first title there?
Oh, if you
at Villanova,
yeah.
against Georgetown.
Yeah. Yeah.
The fact that you know it's against Georgetown,
that's big.
Is very impressive.
I know. I don't the coach. Know who.
Come on.
The Nova coach? Why? Yeah. Why in the world would I know the Nova coach?
You knew who they played.
Well, yeah, because it's Georgetown, and there was like Patrick Ewing.
Well, Georgetown, that's a small time program.
Georgetown's not.
Who was Georgetown's coach?
Wasn't it John Thompson?
Okay, so then.
Well, that's a big time coach.
So was Nova's coach.
Who was it then?
Raleigh.
Oh, I don't know who that is. Yeah, come on. What's
Raleigh,
his first name?
Raleigh Massimino.
Dude, oh, Raleigh
is his first okay. name. Raleigh Massimino.
You're almost 40.
Why would I know the Nova coach from.
Because it's about respecting the history of the city, Elliot. Okay. That's why.
Jack knows it. Jack didn't even go to a Philly school.
I can't believe Jack knows it. Number
one. I know.
Jack knows ball. It's a beautiful game.
No. I know an absurd amount about Philly sports. I know I don't show that on the air every
you know
day.
Be a good you know nickname a for you?
The Prof?
The Hammer.
That's a good way to end it.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm not that arrogant. 215-592-9494.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, we're back. We're back. There's so much glass.
I do feel it's funny. Like, we record once a week. Me and you come in and just like, everything's doomed. It's all sucks.
I'm trying to keep things afloat on a daily podcast.
Like, here's how they could turn it around. We come in like, nah, they're good.
We're taking the mantle. We started.
No, I've been very negative in the daily. Not very, but I've been pessimistic in the daily.
Good for you.
We started this podcast with the idea of saving the Sixers. We're giving up. Yeah. That's done.
That could be another positive name for the pod. It'd be funny to see a list of all the names of the pods we do. It's over. Pain management.
No alpha.
Yeah, no alpha. Definitely. But we're taking the mantle as a negative six.
Win the cup. They're not even going to win the cup.
Want the cup.
The blue court's cool, though.
It's way better than the red court, dude.
Yeah.
Way better than the red.
I hate the red jersey so much. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.